Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, folks. This is Evangelist August Rosado with today in Bible Prophecy Ministry. We want to welcome you to our program as we look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the rapture of the church. Well, folks, it's great to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon, coming to you live from Lincoln, Rhode Island. And folks, I've got to say, in the past 24 hours, there have been some major developments that have gone on in Europe, in particularly with Great Britain. And so we're going to be looking and tackling this subject today because, folks, I've got to say, this is unprecedented, and it is absolutely historical what took place with Brexit, or what they're calling Brexit, which was the British exit from the European Union. Does this have any implications whatsoever? Now, I've heard of people saying that prophecy guys are changing their prophecy charts and rearranging their prophecy doctrine for what? I don't know. All I know is, folks, nothing has to be changed because Bible doctrine remains the same. The Bible, the Word of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's already been set in stone what is in the Word of God, the Bible. So there's no need to be changing prophecy charts and no reason to go off of wild speculations, fluff, and sensationalism as we see happening right now. And folks, all I want to do today is give to you the facts of what just recently happened. Engage a little bit in the past, and then bring it into the future to see exactly what Daniel chapter 7 says will happen in the end time. And so what we're going to do before we get started is just to give you some announcements. And, of course, you know that our Bible prophecy tour to Israel is coming up very, very soon. We're looking roughly at about 3 months from now. I will be leading an 11-day Bible prophecy tour to Israel. We have many people signed up to go with us. Pastors, preachers have signed up to go with us. And we will be in Israel as well as Petra in southern Jordan. And I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location. Now, folks, if you would like to join us there in Israel, it's still not too late to sign up. The tour price is $3,490 per person, $3,490 per person, all inclusive, including your round trip airfare, hotels, buffet, breakfast and dinner daily, transportation, and all the biblical sites and fees included. And so we'd love to have you join us on this Bible prophecy tour of the Holy Land. If you would like to come with us, then call my tour operator, Christian Tours LLC. They are now called Israel Tours LLC, still under the website of Christian Tours to Israel. Ask for my tour agent, Eyal Evan. Eyal, E-Y-A-L. Evan, E-V-A-N. Call Eyal Evan toll-free, 1-888-300-3038. That's 1-888-300-3038. Let Eyal know that you want to join me, August Rosado, September 3rd through the 14th, 2016, for the Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel. We would love to have you join us. We take very small groups with us, not big groups at all, between maybe 15, 20 people or so, to make it small, personal, and to see more and to do more. And folks, when it's all said and done, you will never read your Bible the same way again. Or as I say on every show, if we get raptured in Israel, it's only going to be a domestic flight for us. So we'd love to have you join us in Israel. If you have questions you'd like for me, send me those questions to my email, august.todayinbibleprophecy. That's one word. Today in Bible Prophecy, prophecy with a C. august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know that you would like to join us, but you have some questions, and I'll be more than happy to try to answer those questions for you. Don't forget to visit my new website, even though it's still under construction right now, but we're doing a lot of updates. Visit my new website, same address, todayinbibleprophecy.org. And while you're there, sign up for our free email newsletter. They go out every single week. And I know that that will be a blessing to you. And so, again, the website is todayinbibleprophecy.org. And sign up for the email newsletter through Constant Contact. And I know that that would be a blessing to you. And so, folks, what I'd like to do right now, oh, by the way, what I forgot to say is that tomorrow, which would be June 26th, I am going to be preaching at Victory Chapel in Tiverton, Rhode Island. So it's going to be local, no long trip this time. I was scheduled to be in Israel June the 26th for 18 days, but we had to back out out of that trip. But we will be going in September for our Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel. But tomorrow I'll be preaching at Victory Chapel. Now, this is the church where most of my family goes to. My daughters, grandkids, and dear friends go to that church. And so I will be there preaching two services, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And in between that, they have a dinner, a potluck, whatever you want to call it. And we're just looking forward to the fellowship. And I am going to be talking about what I'm going to be talking about on today's program, Brexit, the British exit from the European Union. Is it a precursor to Daniel chapter 7 and the revived Roman Empire? What I'd like to do is read out of Daniel chapter number 7 and looking at verse number 20. And you will notice three times in Daniel chapter 7, it mentions the phrase three times, 10 horns, 10 horns, 10 horns. In verse 20 it says, and the 10 horns that were in his head, and the other ones came up, and before whom three fell. Even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth, that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. The Bible tells us that three fell from this 10-nation revived Roman Empire. And out of that revived Roman Empire would arise that little horn in Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 8. These 10 horns of the revived Roman Empire will give global authority to that little horn in Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 8. Yet when you read on in verse number 20, he says that horn, the little horn of Daniel 7:8, had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things. In other words, he has a blasphemous mouth. He blasphemes God, and it says, whose look was more stout than his fellows, meaning he's arrogant, he's prideful, he's energized by the dragon of Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 3 to become the beast or the Antichrist, of Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 1. Dropping down to verse 24, it says, and the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them. So these are the ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and shall be diverse or different from the first, and shall subdue kings. So verse 20 says, three of these kings fell, and then verse 24 says, and shall subdue three kings. Now, this little horn in verse 25 says that he shall speak great words against the Most High. Again, he blasphemes the Most High. He blasphemes the God of heaven. He blasphemes those in heaven. So, three times in verses 20, 24, and in Daniel 7, 8, it talks about ten horns, and ten horns. And so this is where we come in to talking about the breakfast vote. Is Daniel chapter 7 unfolding before our eyes right now, or at least the early fulfillment of it? So again, folks, three times in Daniel chapter 7, we find the ten horns. Not only do you find that phrase in the book of Daniel, but you also find that same phrase mentioned many times in the book of Revelation, Revelation 12:3, Revelation 13:1, Revelation 17:3, 7, 12, 16. I'll talk about those same ten horns. Daniel talked about those ten horns 500 years earlier, and then 500 years later, the Jewish apostle of our Lord Jesus, John the Apostle, on the Isle of Patmos as a prisoner of the Roman Empire. Now, he's talking about those same ten horns. The book of Daniel and the book of Revelation are cohesive. You know, you really can't understand the one without the other. These ten horns, this is significant concerning the future revived Roman Empire. And we know that these ten horns will come out of the ashes of the revived Roman Empire to give global authority to the Antichrist, folks, when he comes on the world stage. Again, if you back up and go with me to Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 8, he says, oh, actually, in verse number 7, he says, after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had ten horns. So in verse 8, ten horns. Verse 20, ten horns. Verse 24, ten horns. Now in verse 8, it talks about that little horn who comes out of the ten horns. And he says, behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. He's a blasphemous individual who blasphemes God. He blasphemes the people of God, wearing out the saints of the Most High. This, no doubt, would refer to the saints of the tribulation period, those who got saved after the rapture. They got saved during the tribulation period. They were never part of the church age, because we're in the church age right now, from Pentecost up until now. We've been in the church age for nearly 2,000 years. The rapture of the church, the next prophetic event on God's calendar, will put an end to 2,000 years of church age history. Those who get saved after the rapture and during the tribulation period are known as martyrs, or what I would call tribulation saints. They're mentioned in Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 9, as well as Revelation chapter 20, and verse number 4, they got saved in the tribulation period due to the preaching of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11, the preaching of the 144,000 in Revelation chapter number 7, and the angel preaching the everlasting gospel to them, the unbelievers, the unregenerate, them who dwell on the earth, Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 6. So we know many will be getting saved during the tribulation period. Unfortunately, many will lose their lives at the hands of the Antichrist. But folks, Daniel chapter 7, verse 8 tells us the little horn will come out of the 10 horns of Daniel 7:7 to oversee this future revived Roman Empire. And again, folks, in verse 20, it describes the little horn blaspheming God and being severely arrogant, major quest to destroy many. That's what Daniel says. He wants to destroy many. He wants to destroy Israel. We find that clearly stated in Revelation chapter 12 as the dragon, which would be Satan, the first personality of this unholy trinity in the tribulation period. Satan goes after the woman, which is the nation of Israel. And so we see that with this battle in heaven between Michael and between Satan, between Michael and the good angels and Satan and his evil angels, or what we would call demons. In verse 23, it tells us the future revived Roman Empire will devastate the planet and will tread it down. Now, folks, Imperial Rome in the first century A.D. never did this. Now, the ancient Roman Empire ruled the Mediterranean basin, ruled the Middle Eastern basin, but it never ruled the globe. It never ruled the entire world. As a matter of fact, what we see in Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 23, it says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Now, folks, Imperial Rome never did that. Ancient Rome in the first century never did that. This future revived Roman Empire will do exactly that under the leadership and control of the Antichrist, energized by the dragon Satan in Revelation 12:3 and Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 25, the little horn will continue to blaspheme God and persecute the saints of God for the last half of the tribulation period. And what's interesting to note is that when you read verse 25 again, it says, and he shall speak great words, or blasphemous words, pompous words, if you will, against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. These will be the tribulation martyrs, or the tribulation saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Well, we know that a time, times, and dividing of time would refer to that 42-month period mentioned in Revelation 13 and verse number 5, or folks, what we would call the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And this is how Daniel and Revelation break it down. Daniel 7:25, time, times, and half the time. Revelation 11:2, 42 months. Revelation 11:3, 1,260 days. Revelation 12:6, 1,260 days. Revelation 12:14, times, time, and half the time. Or Revelation 13:5, 40 2 months. Folks, that is 3.5 years. We know the tribulation period is 7 years long. We divide the tribulation period into two periods. The first half, tribulation, that's 1,260 days. The last half, great tribulation, 1,207 years total, folks. And as I said last week on the program, these years are based on the Jewish lunar calendar, which is based on the moon. You cannot fit that into our Gregorian solar calendar that is based on the sun. It doesn't fit, folks. This shows us, and this is very significant, that this has everything to do with the Jews and nothing to do with the church. So if I were to take the Jewish calendar that has a 360-day year with 30-day months, and the tribulation period is 7 years. If I take 360 times 7, I've come up with a number of 2,520. 2,520 days is I take 2,520 and I divide it by 2. I come up with the number of 1,260. And that is the same number that we find in Revelation 11:3 and the same number that we find in Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 6. Again, that's based on the Jewish lunar calendar. This has everything to do with the Jews, nothing to do with the church, because Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7 calls it a time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob is Israel. Genesis chapter 32 and verse number 28. His name was changed from Jacob the deceiver to Israel. I will fight for you. But if I try to fit our Gregorian solar calendar into Daniel's prophecy, the Christian calendar, folks, it ain't going to fit. Our year has 365 days. So if I take, and again, this is based on the sun. If I take 365 times 7, I come up with 2,555. Doesn't fit, folks. Our calendar adds 35 years. It just doesn't fit. If I take 2,555 and divide it by 2, I come up with 1,277. Not 1,260 in the Jewish calendar, but 1,277. So again, our calendar adds 17 days. So it doesn't fit because, again, this has nothing to do with the church. The church will be in heaven as the earth below goes with time of Jacob's trouble, that future seven-year period of tribulation to come. So when we read in Daniel 7:25 that the Antichrist will seek to change times, laws, and seasons until the times, and the dividing of time. That will be the last 3.5 years of what Jesus himself describes as great tribulation. This is out of Matthew 24:21. Jesus said, "When you shall, therefore there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Revelation 7:14 says, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, a time of Jacob's trouble." Jeremiah 30:7, Daniel 9:24, 70 weeks or a final 7-year period are determined upon thy people. This would be the Jews, not the church, thy people, and upon thy holy city. Obviously, we know what city he's talking about, folks. This would be the city of Jerusalem. Many of you know that Britain has exited the European Union, which would bring devastating consequences to their economy and the economy of Europe, if not to the entire world. I was up last night watching this whole entire thing unfold. Well, actually, the night before that, Sky News projected that after 43 years, Britain voted, the people spoke, folks, to leave the European Union since joining the EU January the 1st, 1973. For 43 years, they have been in the European Union. This Brexit, what they're calling Brexit, which is a play on words for Britain exiting the European Union, has also led to the resignation of Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, who strongly endorsed staying in the European Union. Because it did not go his way, and the people voted to Brexit or to leave, David Cameron said that he would resign but would stay on until October. And now, folks, this is going to be a 2-year process for Britain to exit the European Union. And the EU is hoping that within this 2-year period that the British people will change their minds. But, folks, the damage is already being done to their economy. And so the European Union is going to put a lot of pressure on Great Britain to leave. Leave means leave. And that's exactly what the pressure will be from the EU on the United Kingdom. But in Daniel chapter 2, verses 42 through 43, it tells us this future revived Roman Empire will be unstable and partially strong despite its problems. If you were to back up to Daniel chapter number 2, it clearly tells us right here that there will be instability within the European Union and or this future revived Roman Empire, which many say the EU could be the embryo or the infrastructure for the future revived Roman Empire. And in verse number 42, it says, "And as the toes of the feet were pot of iron and pot of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken." Now, the EU's current president made a remarkable statement that I believe somewhat coincides with what I just read in Daniel 2, 42. In other words, this future kingdom will be partially strong, but at the same time, partially weak, because iron and clay don't mix. Iron is strong. Clay is weak. Verse 43 says this, "And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay or ceramic clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." So, folks, there is right now instability in what we say is the European Union today. There is instability. The EU says that they're going to remain strong, but there are right now some serious issues with Britain exiting the European Union. Now, not all 28 member states of the EU use the euro. You know, there are even though EU, the British are still in the European Union. That's going to be the case for at least the next 2 years, folks. But they're not going to be able to experience a lot of those benefits of the European Union as they did for the last 43 years. But right now, in reference to the euro, not all 28 member states use the euro. And, folks, this is causing major problems for the 28-member bloc. If Britain, they voted to leave, so as it stands right now, they're gone. But they still have a 2-year process before they're 100% out of the European Union. So right now, that member bloc stands at 28. If they leave within the 2-year period, then it will go down to 27. Member bloc. But there are problems within the European Union because not all 28 member states abide by EU law. Not all of them use the euro. There have been financial problems with member states like Greece, Portugal, Spain. They've been nothing but a major headache for the European Union. And now with this Brexit, Britain leaving the European Union, folks, we see the iron and the clay principle being applied here. There is instability. The kingdom will be partly strong, but partly broken. Partly strong, but it would also be partly weak. But we also find in Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 1, it describes the beast coming out of the sea to take control of a 10-nation confederacy to make this future revived Roman Empire a force to be reckoned with. John said in Revelation 13:1, "I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon this horn 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy." Just like Daniel said that he spoke great words against the Most High. John in Revelation confirms that. He will speak blasphemous things. Revelation 13:5 says, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy toward God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell therein." So we know the dragon of Revelation 12:3, Satan, will one day energize his man, who I believe to be alive and well today, somewhere in Eastern Europe, ready to take control of the 10-nation revived Roman Empire. The dragon will energize this man to be the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 1 to take control of a 10-nation European Union confederacy. You know, what's interesting is that Winston Churchill said in 1946, he says, we must build a kind of United States of Europe. And, folks, that was a reality. That came into fruition on March 25th, 1957, when six nations got together to form what was then called the European Common Market. Six nations morphed into what is today 28 member states in the European Union. Now, folks, with this Britain, this British vote to leave the European Union, now you have other nations that say, if Britain can do it, so can we. Now, they want referendums to vote on whether to stay in the European Union. And the basis for this Brexit vote is that the British people said, we want our sovereignty back. We want to be independent as we did for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, we were a sovereign, independent state. We want that back. And that's the reason why they took it to a vote. They took it to a referendum, and it became a reality. 3 years, they have exited the European Union. But what happened on March 25th, 1957, with six nations coming together, now morphed into 28 member nations. Within 2 years, if the British don't change their mind, they're officially out, which will shrink it to 27 member states. So we have three more member states of the EU looking to have their own referendums to possibly leave the EU. Now, who are these states? France, the Netherlands, and they said that they also would like to have out in the European Union. Could this possibly coincide with Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 24? Again, if you have your Bibles, you want to go back there with me. In verse number, actually verse 20 says, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the others came up, and before whom 3 fell. Now, I'm not saying that this could be France, the Netherlands, and Scotland. But, folks, it's a serious coincidence, or maybe even possibly a God incidence. I can't be dogmatic on that. Verse 24 says, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first and shall subdue 3 kings. So now we have other member states that want to leave the European Union. They also want to have a referendum. So Daniel 7:24 tells us 3 kings shall be subdued and fall from this future revived Roman Empire. So again, could this be the nations looking to leave the future revived Roman Empire? Could this be the Netherlands, Scotland, and France who now want to go to a referendum to leave the EU? We don't know, folks. I'm just sharing with you what is going on in the present and then telling you what the scriptures say. Can I tie those three nations into Daniel 7:20 and Daniel 7:24? No, I can't, because I can't be dogmatic about that. It could be, it might not be. We certainly just don't know at this point. But I'll tell you this, folks, whatever the case is, the European Union is right now in trouble with the euro, because not all 28 member states are using the euro, the exit of Britain, and other member nations threatening to leave. The 10 toes of iron and clay, its current instability as I speak. Now, in Revelation chapter 17 and verse number 10, it tells us there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen. 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short time. Now, some would say, well, can these 3 kings that are subdued be subtracted from the 10 toes or the 10 horns. Could be a possibility, but I don't think that would be the case, because in Revelation 17:10, John says there are seven kings. Five are fallen. Those five would refer to the past world empires of Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medes and the Persians, and the Grecian Empire. Those were the five kings. And then John said one is, and that would be present in his day 2,000 years ago. What ruled that area of the Middle East and the Mediterranean basin? Well, that would have been the Roman Empire. Okay, so there are seven kings, five are fallen, those five past empires are gone. One is the Roman Empire in John's day, and the other is not yet come, which would be the future revived Roman Empire. Now, others would say, well, those seven kings are probably referring to the seven rulers of the Roman Empire. I don't think that fits, folks. I don't think that would be the case. I believe it refers to those seven empires. It could refer to the seven kings of those six past world empires, but I don't think it's referring to seven individual kings within the Roman Empire alone. I just don't think that fits. So there are seven kings, five in the past, one present in John's day. The other is not yet to come, folks, the future revived Roman Empire. Now, since Britain's departure from the EU, there have been dire warnings of economic consequences for the world. The Antichrist will come on the scene sometime after the rapture and stabilize the EU as well as the world finances and economy. Very quickly, looking at Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 2, when the Antichrist comes on the world stage, he says in verse 2, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon," that's the dragon of Revelation 12:3, "and the dragon gave him his power and his feet and his great authority." The animals used here in Revelation 13:1 signify the vision that Daniel had in Daniel chapter number 7. Remember, the leopard was the Grecian Empire, and of course the bear was the Medo-Persian Empire, not the Russians, by the way, the Medo-Persian Empire, and then of course the lion was the Babylonian Empire. And of course that fourth beast in Daniel 7 is unidentified, but obviously it's referring to the Roman Empire. And out of the ancient Roman Empire, which declined in 476 AD in the 5th century, would be the revival of a future revived Roman Empire, which again, we believe the European Union is at least the embryo or the infrastructure for that future revived Roman Empire. These 10 horns will give this Antichrist, this beast, that global authority, will stabilize that revived Roman Empire and make it a force to be reckoned with. As a matter of fact, in the CIA facts handbook, when they talked about the European Union, they said the European Union in the future will be a major political, economical, and military force to be contended with. And folks, they're not whistling this Dixie. They're calling it the United States of Europe. So folks, this leaving of Britain from the European Union could be a precursor to the events of Daniel chapter 7 that will bring about the restructure and the stability of the European Union, a 10-nation confederacy, which, of course, if you were to look at the Europe Press of June of 2012, and this is what he said, 10 countries for United States of Europe. That's from the Europe Press, folks, one of the official websites for the European Union. They could have played with any number, but they said 10 countries for United States of Europe. Angela Merkel said that we need to divide the European Union because the euro is in trouble. And the Lisbon Treaty that was ratified by all 27 member states of the EU for the division of the European Union into 10 regions. The United Nations divides the world into 10 continents. Folks, I don't think that's a coincidence. I do believe that that is a God incident. So to be a member of the European Union, a nation must surrender its sovereignty and its money, its currency. And this is the case right now with the current 28-member bloc of the EU. After 2 years, if the Brits still remain as they are right now, that will go down to 27 member nations within 2 years with Brexit or the official exit of the European Union. But, folks, in the tribulation period, all the nations of the world will surrender their sovereignty and the people their freedom to this future world dictator described as the Antichrist. That's right out of Revelation chapter 13, 4 through 8. The European Union will produce this Antichrist and will bring a pseudo peace to Israel, a false peace to Israel, the Middle East, and the world during at least anyway the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, despite the opening of the six seals in Revelation chapter number 6. So, folks, with all these events happening before our eyes, with the Brexit vote and the chaos now in the European Union, are pretty much making conditions right for the events of Daniel chapter 7 to indeed take place. And we know that the rapture of the church is the next major event on God's calendar that could happen, folks, at any moment. And all I can say to that is, Maranatha, even so come, Lord Jesus. So, folks, as I bring my broadcast to a close, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm here to tell you this good news. Today is the day of salvation because tomorrow could be too late. You're either one heartbeat away from going to hell if you're not saved, or you're one trumpet sound away from being left behind at the rapture. You say, August, how do I get saved? Simply call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, Romans 10:13 says. Confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. The Lord Jesus loves you, died on the cross for your sins and my sins, shed his blood for you, shed his blood for the sins of all mankind, for the whole entire world. And all you have to do is call upon his name in faith. How do you do that? Pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you shed your blood for me. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of all my sins. I repent of my sins today, and I give my life to you, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash my sins away with your precious blood. And thank you for giving me your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In your name I pray. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know you prayed and you trusted in the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Whether you listen to this audio on Blog Talk Radio or watching this on YouTube, man, I really would love to rejoice with you, send you some information in the mail to help you in your walk with the Lord Jesus, direct you to a good local Bible-believing gospel preaching church in your area. Again, if you want to receive our newsletters, go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org, and you can sign up for the newsletters. They go out free every single week. Just type in your email address. You'll be good to go. Again, June 26th, I'm going to be preaching at Victory Chapel in Tiverton, Rhode Island, on this very subject, a two-part message on the Brexit vote and, of course, the European Union, the revived Roman Empire in the second half. So if you live in the New England area or anywhere in Tiverton, Rhode Island, come on out as I will be teaching current world events in light of biblical prophecy. Our trip to Israel, Bible prophecy tour to Israel, September 3rd through the 14th. If you want to come with us, call my tour agent, E.L. Evan, toll-free, 1-888-300-3038. Let them know you want to come with us to Israel. Folks, until next week, Lord willing, this is August Rosado saying, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom.